This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418. You could also go to the website, which is www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Kaiser spelled K-A-I-S-E-R. And today we're going to be talking to Miriam Figueroa in regards to diabetes, the holistic health by detoxification. We'll be talking to her a little bit later today, but if anybody wants to call in and talk to me or ask her a question, you could always call 210-599-5555. If you're long distance, it's 1-800-299-KTSA. And you could always send a message by the website, which is kaiserhealthtalk.com. And you can even reach us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/KMM South and then TX for Texas. And again, that's facebook.com/KMM South TX. We get a lot of messages mostly through Facebook, and if we have time, we'll go over them. But again, I'm Lenore Kaiser. I'm the host of Kaiser Health Talk, and we talk to experts on health topics, dietitians, health products, and more. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself before we talk to Miriam. And I'm the owner of Kaiser Medical Management. We're a corporate wellness provider that basically provides corporate wellness programs to corporations. And what I mean by that is anything that has to do with biometrics, screenings, blood work, flu shots. Which reminds me, right now is a time for flu shots. So if there's a corporation out there that has 10 or more employees that would like to get flu shots, we do employee pay programs and also company pay programs. And if you have 10 employees or more and would like to schedule flu shots, please get a hold of kaisermedicalmanagement.com, and we'll be more than happy to schedule you in. But we also do health fairs. We do corporate wellness lectures, and these wellness lectures are conducted by a specialist or a doctor or a nurse in that particular topic. So it's a 45-minute lecture and then 15 minutes worth of answers, questions and answers. So the employees get an opportunity to actually ask questions and get them answered instead of having to schedule in, see a doctor, and go through the whole process that way. We also do corporate massage days. Our favorite and most popular thing that we get asked or called about is actually our vitamin shot clinics. And basically, it's B12, B-complex, and vitamin C shots. And whenever we're on-site, employees are able to receive 50% off of the clinic cost, which is a big savings to the employees, and they really love it. And it doesn't cost anything to the companies as far as scheduling us in. We also provide health assessments, fitness assessments. We even do group fitness trainings. And even for college, a lot of universities and colleges have to get, the students have to get meningitis shots. So we even offer that along with TB testing and so much more. Anything that has to do with blood work, we pretty much take care of. I'm also a writer for Infant Magazine and In Family Magazine. And you can find those at the HEBs as far as in San Antonio. So I would definitely pick one of those up if you're into fitness or just anything that has to do with family, children, and so forth. I'm a partner in Whispering Eye Tequila, which is totally off the charts, totally away from health, but it's a tequila that's hasn't quite hit North Texas, but it has hit South Texas. And because we're on this is what the topic that we're going to be talking about today on diabetes, I'm particularly interested in because I am the I'm on a board of American Diabetes Association, and I am the chair for Stop Diabetes. That event, the walk, is going to be happening on November 2nd. Here in San Antonio at the AT&T Center. And there's going to be a lot of great things going on, you know, besides the walk. There's going to be different events. There's going to be clowns. There's going to be Elvis. We're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. And so if you're not a walker and you just want to go to it, it's a free event. I would definitely be a part of it. If you want to join my team, I would definitely encourage you to do so. You could always go to kaiserhealthtalk.com, and on the first page, just click on the icon for American Diabetes and either join my team. You can make a donation there, always accepting those, of course, because that's the whole purpose of the, raising money besides raising awareness. So that money goes to research for diabetes, and it goes to a good cause. And I'm also on the committee of SARMA, which is a San Antonio Human Resource and Benefit Management Association. It's a great organization to belong to if you're in HR or in benefits and so forth, because it gives you a lot of great information that has to do with employees and their laws, and everything's changing, especially when it comes to healthcare. And on a personal note, I do MPC competitions and qualified for nationals, so I'm eating a lot actually right now. but if you're interested in getting our newsletter for Kaiser Health Talk and Kaiser Medical Management, please go to our website, which is kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Click on the little icon that basically would get you set up to get our monthly newsletters by email. And I would highly recommend it, because we provide a lot of health tips, a lot of information as far as events going on in San Antonio and South Texas. You'll find it on our newsletters when they go out every month. And again, that's on www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. You can also download our phone app. Our phone app is easy to download. You just go to the App Store on your phone and search for Kaiser Medical Management. Download it. It's free. And basically the same thing that you get on the newsletter is what you get on our phone app. The additional information that you do get is because we get a lot of calls about our vitamin shot clinics, of where we're at, where can we go. Our schedule is on there for corporations that allow outsiders in. So if you're into B12 and B complex and vitamin C shots and staying healthy that way, and want to know where to find us and receive 50% off of clinic costs, definitely download that app so you could have it at any time and know where we're at. As far as anything else, you could always call us again at 210-599-5555. Long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. And again, you could always send us a message if you're kind of shy about talking on the phone at kaiserhealthtalk.com. And you could also friend us at Facebook, which is facebook.com/KMM South TX. And that's basically KMM South TX. And on to the topic of the day, diabetes. I find this extremely important because of the fact that it's very prevalent in South Texas, primarily in the town that I live in, which is San Antonio, Texas. And because I'm on the board of American Diabetes for this year's Stop Diabetes, I just found this topic pretty interesting. And it's basically going to be talking about the holistic health by detoxification for people that are diabetic or borderline diabetic or just simply just wanting to stay healthy. And we're going to be talking to Miriam in regards to that. She is the detox queen here in San Antonio, and she owns Spa-tini and Spa-tini, am I saying this right? And she basically is a holistic nutrition coach, and if you want to get a hold of her, you can always reach her at 210-845-6945. Her website is www.spatinisa.com. You spell that SPATINISA.com. And, but for the easiest way to get a hold of her is probably by phone, 210-845-6945. And you could always get a hold of us, and we could get you in the right direction at KaiserHealthTalk.com. But I'm going to start off by first introducing her real quick, and before we go to break, and then we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of how somebody that is diabetic could benefit from the holistic health of detoxification. How are you doing, Erin?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again.
Well, great. Get a little bit closer. Oh, there you are.
Here I am.
Thought you were in a hole. I want you to first kind of introduce yourself and tell me who you are and how you came about this.
Well, I'm Miriam Figueroa, and I do Melise Lifestyle Change Holistic Health Programs. There at Spa-tini Holistic Health, we do a variety of different wellness programs for a bunch of different ailments that go on in the body, from children's health all the way to the elderly. And we do this through all natural herbs and supplements that help rebuild the immune system. We also offer a facial line as well that is holistic and clean as well, and massage and lymphatic body wraps.
Oh, got it. And so the main thing that you do particularly is what?
The main thing that I do, I'm the holistic nutrition coach, and I put people on lifestyle change programs.
And as far, y'all also do massages there, right?
Yes, we do massages and facials and the lymphatic body wraps as well.
Where are y'all located?
We are at 105 East Ashby, which is centrally located off of 35 North Main in Ashby.
Yeah, and I personally have gone there, y'all, and it's a really nice facility. Mm-hmm. I like the twink, you know, so twink. And I like the music in the background and so forth. And I'm actually going to be doing this program, the detoxification, and it's been put on a hold just a little bit, mm-hmm. just because of the fact that I am on another regiment right now getting ready for a competition. And my trainer has me eating like a cow. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to put this on hold. But as soon as I'm done with that, we're going to be starting that program. And I actually can't wait because he is, Roland Gonzalez from the Muscle Factory is my trainer. And he is a big believer in what you do. And great. So he was pretty excited when I told him that you were going to be calling him in regards to his fighters because, he's really into that stuff. But he just said right now,
right.
Lenore, you really need to gain weight.
Right. Yeah. He's got to bulk you up and then we got to shred you down.
And
so.
I know that. You know, I hate to tell women that I have to gain weight because they look like they want to claw my eyes out. But, yeah, so he has me on a different regimen. But as soon as I am done, we are going to get this program started, and I'm actually looking forward to it. And also, my honey at home, he wants to do it as well. So hopefully he'll be on the same program as I am because it's really hard to do this by yourself when you have somebody else eating all this.
Yeah, and that was one of my recommendations was to get him on it with you because it'll be such a good experience for the both of you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I can't wait to introduce it to Roland as well because I actually have a couple of athlete boxers that are on this program, and just within days, their strength, their endurance, their energy, their focus.
Oh yeah, nine-day difference.
Yes,
I saw some of the feedback that they came back with you, mm-hmm. as far as the feedback they got from you. But we're going to be taking a quick break. But when we get back, we're going to be talking to Miriam in regards to what Candida is. A lot of people don't know what that word is and what it does to your immune system. Really interesting information that you should know about.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hey, this is Lenore Kaiser. I had no idea I was back online. Thanks, Chris. Welcome back to Kaiser Medical Management. I was wanting to let you know that this show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418 or www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. And we are talking to Miriam, and the question of the day that a lot of people don't realize what the word candida means and what it does to your immune system.
Yes, that's a word that everybody needs to really, really get familiar with because it's gonna, they're gonna hear it over and over again. Basically, candida is an overinfestation of yeast and it invades every cell in our body, including the brain. It's in the air we breathe, it's in foods we eat, and it's in medications, make our immune system suppress, so it starts to kill the good bacteria in the body as well as the bad bacteria is what we want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, absolutely. Educate yourself. Candida is breaking down the immune system.
Where does it come from? Where does it?
It's a bacteria. We have the friendly bacteria of Candida in our body, which we need to help our immune system and help fight off infection and get all the other bacteria healthy into our bodies. But when it starts to become an overinfestation in the body, it starts to suppress the immune system. So a patient will be put on a medication, which, you know, medication is necessary and for a lot of reasons. But it starts to, and it kills the bad bacteria, which is what we want it to do. But then it starts to kill the good bacteria in the body, and we're continuously eating foods that have bacteria in it, and we are breathing in bacteria, and then we need actually another prescription for another issue that's starting to evolve because of the, you know, bacteria, because basically a medication masks the situation at hand instead of taking care of the whole cause. So when we take care of the whole cause of what's going on in the body, we are eradicating candida to rebuild the immune system.
Got it. By the way, how did you become interested in detoxification?
Well, I myself a couple years ago was fighting with a couple of pounds. I thought, you know, if I could only lose these 6 pounds or these 8 pounds, and I was struggling working out, and I even had a personal trainer, and I was always the healthiest out of my friends and family, and everybody knew me as being the healthiest one. But I actually saw a friend of mine who that I worked for who suffered from fibromyalgia and celiac disease, and she had tried other homeopathic remedies, conventional medicine, of course, and she just became sicker and sicker. Well, she found these Melise programs at a convention, and her husband went on program, and they just changed right in front of me. And I said, you know, I got to have that because I want the best for me. So I did my own program, lost 14 pounds of toxic weight with eating. This is the thing that people think, detox. They think that they are not eating. You're taking detoxification herbs, and you're taking the supplements that the body needs to rebuild itself. Yes, there are a few days of fasting, but you are not, you are eating pretty much 27 days out of the 30 days.
And don't worry, you're not going to pass out. I think we all have a little bit of weight on us to prolong us a few days, probably a week or two.
Yeah.
Are you diabetic?
I am not diabetic.
I think you mentioned your mother was.
Yes.
I want to know her story because that's the real reason why we're even having this discussion in the first place.
Yes. My mother, she had, when she started hitting her 40s, she was, of course, on the pill, the diabetes pill, considered to be borderline at that time, and kind of always watched her diet and kind of went back and forth, losing, gaining, losing, gaining. I mean, it's a struggle. Before we knew it, after different medications that were that she started having within her body and her immune system, then she eventually had to be put on. She was hospitalized. Her blood sugar was in the 500s. She had to be hospitalized for about three days, and this was about five years ago. So right now she's 77, so about 71 or so she was hospitalized, and they had to get that under control. And I didn't even know about these programs or detoxifications back then. And after she started her insulin of four shots a day, 24 units three times a day, and then 32 units at nighttime. That's a lot of insulin.
It is.
Her body the immune system began to get worse and worse, and then she started having a polyfibromyalgia, which was pains in her arms, hip pain, arthritis. She was always in pain, and me and my sister were always running her to the doctor for one reason or another. After that, she also was diagnosed with CPO, you know, her lungs. She was breathing really, really heavy. And when we went into her doctor, he couldn't believe it. He had to turn around and see who it was that was breathing so hard. And, of course, the look of frustration on my face is, you know, we're here again, you know. And I began to lose my confidence in conventional medicine. And before you knew it, mother was put on prednisone, and that made her really gain weight and just blew her up, basically. So after I did my program 2 years ago, my mother saw the change in me. She saw the foods that I was eating. She saw that I was taking these herbs and supplements. And, you know, I've always wanted her to always be healthy and try and change. And it's not that she wasn't healthy. It's not like she sat there and ate Oreos and food like that. No, it's the process that the body goes through of gaining toxins in the body. And she always cooked for us and always did the very best she could for us. And it was always home cooked meals. She always was watching her weight. It's inevitable. We always kind of watch our weight and do what we feel is right. But when I did my program, she saw my change. And one day woke up and I saw her and with her hand on her hip. And I said, Mom, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm ready. So she had said, I want to start. And this was 2 years ago in October. I was so excited. I got all her baggies and everything all ready. And, you know, it's a little bit of work,
and
but
I'm
it is
put,
well
yeah,
worth
I'm
it.
I'm going to put a picture of this tomorrow when the podcast goes up on KaiserHealthTalk.com. I'm going to be putting a picture of the pills or the amount of herbs and so forth that you're going to be, you would be on. And it seems overwhelming, when you look at it. But it's, and you have to, if you, as long as you put them in little baggies, I think it's a little bit less.
Usually the first 2 days, you know, we're not used, some of us, the majority of us are not used to taking, supplements, and they are essential to your health. There is no way that we can get everything that our body needs. Supplements are necessary. And of course, I learned that when I became on program, because I was always healthy and I just only took a little bit of different herbs and supplements and stuff like that. But once we got her going, and I was happened to be living with her at the time, you know, always for a reason, and I was glad to be there helping her. Within days, my mother started to feel better. Well, when you're cleaning the body from top to bottom and the inside out, I mean, her blood is being cleaned. This is where her main issue is of the diabetes, okay? And we all know if you have diabetes, it affects your kidney, it affects your eyes, you know, possibility for stroke. All of that is, I mean, it's a silent killer. So within days, she started to feel better. And I had her on one 45-day program. She still cooked all the foods. I just showed her how to switch things out.
Exactly.
And we're a Puerto Rican family. We eat lots of food, lots of, you know, and all she had to do was change it out. And people always ask me, do you eat that food anymore? Absolutely, we do. We just showed mom how to prepare it.
Yeah, we're gonna when we come back, we're gonna take a break. But I'm gonna first talk to somebody that's calling in. But when we do come back, we're gonna be talking about the doctor's response when he finally did see her after doing the program for some time. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk to Robert before we go to break, and let me get on the line with him. Hey, Robert, this is Lenore. How are you?
Hey, Lenore, I'm doing great. I saw that you're having this Sunday talk show, and I am a patient of Merriam's, and I just wanted to say, because of diabetes, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and they gave me some, I think it was metformin or something like that, and I took it for a little while. I didn't want to take it anymore just because of some of the side effects. I met Merriam out of chance, and she's done wonders for my life. I'm 6'2", 254 pounds, but now I'm down to 214. A lot of things just changed with my life because of the holistic approach, where I think before, if I'd have said holistic, I would have thought, nah, that's just a bunch of hocus pocus, but it's not. And it's actually, I have
just a more natural way of dealing with the body.
Right. But I have seven people in my family that, or friends that have tried it, and have all had great results, as far as, you know, using her supplements and letting her coach you and guide you. But she does a wonderful job. So I just wanted to call in and throw my two cents in on that.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of you before and after right now.
Okay.
You look great.
Well, thank you. It's Merriam. I mean, it's the health that she's given me back, and there's a lot of side effects that just was outstanding that I just never thought that I didn't know that I felt bad, for example, but I do feel a lot better now and continue to work with the program.
How are you doing now with diabetes?
As far as that goes, I mean, the numbness in my feet, I still have some, but not like I did. Part of my vision is cleared up. The dryness in my skin is gone. The little blisters I used to get on my feet, I don't get them anymore. Brush my teeth, my gums don't bleed. There's just a lot of side effects that I've had that just, you know, just blew me away. And I think the biggest one was that, you know, I am 51 years old, and I don't know when it stops for young men, but, you know, I stopped waking up with erections in the morning. And I called Miriam after about 20 days. And I said, wait a minute, something's not right here because this hadn't happened in I don't know how many years.
God, we hope it never stops happening.
And so she said, no, that's what it does. It'll do to you. So anyway, it's been great. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I just adore her and the help that she's given me.
Well, awesome. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to be taking a break, but thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you all.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. We're going to be taking a break, but when we get back, we're going to be talking about what the doctor said about Miriam's mom when he saw the changes go in, into place with taking this process instead of the traditional process. My name's Lenore Kaiser. We're listening to Kaiser Health Talk.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418. You could also go to the website, which is www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Today we're talking to Miriam, and she is the detox queen, and we're particularly talking about diabetes, the holistic health by, you know, getting through diabetes or being better with diabetes through detoxification. We do have a caller online, so don't hang up. We will get to you in a second. But I do want to give a little tidbit to those of y'all that do not realize that October 1st is around the corner and insurance is going to be prevalent. So if you haven't had, if you're like single by yourself or, you know, don't have insurance or whatever the case may be, I highly recommend you calling my friend Mark at Health Life Dental Insurance and get a hold of them so that you meet the deadline by October 1st. And you could always reach them at 210-696-7900. And you could also go to www.696-7900.com and get a hold of them that way. Really easy to do. And before prices go up, because they will, I would definitely do it on Monday, which will be September 30th. You have one more day before craziness starts. Mm-hmm. But back to Miriam. Before we get to your mom, I'm going to go ahead and take Melissa's call. Sure. So that we get her off the line. Thank you so much for holding, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hi, Miriam.
Hi.
Hi, Lenore.
Hi. I'm so glad that you held. I'm so sorry for taking so long.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm just so excited that that Miriam's getting the word out about Melise, and I'm so happy to help in that, to aid in that. I'm just so excited about Melise. It really has changed my life as well.
She mentioned that
Robert.
She mentioned that you were diabetic or are diabetic.
Yes, yes. A year ago in June, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I had had gestational diabetes 10 years before that. But because of years of eating the way that the way we do, and just life. I stayed around the 200 pound mark for so long, and I was already on a blood pressure medication, a high cholesterol medication, a depression medication, and now I was going to have to get on another medication for diabetes. And my brother actually knew Miriam and was on her program and was just having wonderful results. And I just was devastated. And he said, why don't you try this? You can tell me to take a flying leaf, but this might work for you, if you want to try it. And, it really saved my life. I don't dread going to the doctor and all of the blood results, blood work results. My cholesterol went from like 602 triglycerides to now I'm like 77 and I feel so good. That one number that tells you if you have diabetes, I think it's called the, you may help me with that.
The A1C?
The A1C.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I started out with it at, about a year ago, June, as I said, a 7.9, I think. So I had diabetes. They diagnosed me and now I'm like a 5. I think the cutoff is like 6.5 mm-hmm, or something. Mm-hmm, if right. you're below that, you're not diabetic or not mm-hmm. considered. Now, I still consider I have diabetes because I have to watch it, but so I don't have any effects of it. And
are you what medications are you still on, or were you able to get off of?
Okay, great. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm so happy about that as well, that I was able to get off my blood pressure medication, the Paxil that I was taking for depression. I have to continue to take my thyroid only because I don't have one anymore. So, the cholesterol is still just my good one is great, and I have those all messed up too. So I've gotten off like half of my medications, plus didn't have to be on yet another medication or two, because you know how it goes with diabetes. It's usually not just one medication that they put you on.
Oh no,
it's usually a combination.
Exactly.
And they were even talking to me about being in a study. So I was possibly going to be used as a guinea pig. And I was just like, this just really saved my life. And I want to help people. I'm Hispanic. I'm Mexican American. And I know how our diet, and we can still eat the really good. We can still have rice and beans and guacamole. And it's just all these things we're just going to do with different a change on ingredients here and there, and the oils you use and the supplements make you feel so good, and they clean out your whole body from the candida, and it's just amazing. My joints don't hurt the same way. I'm almost 50 years old, and I was starting to have, I thought, menopausal. I was having the night sweats and all those things, and the doctor said it was because diabetes. So I also wanted to get that point out there as well, is that people may think that you're feeling symptoms of certain illnesses and getting treated for those by a pill, and it may not even be that. It may be another illness. Because
exactly.
I was having night sweats, and I was having the hot flashes and all that, and all that has calmed down so much. It's just changed my life completely, and I just thank you, Miriam, and
you're
thank
welcome.
You, Lenore,
yeah.
And thank you, Lenore, for the time that you gave me to help spread the good news.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I really like the fact that you were able to get off of medications, because I truly believe that we are over-medicated. And mm-hmm. so anything that
yes,
will
ma'am.
Get you off of any type of element of medications is a plus in my book.
Yeah, well, the thing is Melissa, Melissa, we didn't tell them one of the great things, that she was so impressed with the program and fell in love with it that she wants to be an advocate, and she has become trained to be a holistic Melise consultant and coach as well. So she will be working with me. Her passion, because of it changing her life and not having to be put on the diabetes medication when she was told she was going to be put on it. Is just
yes,
it's priceless.
I want to get out there that there's alternatives to another pill. There's the holistic way of doing it, the herbs and supplements. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Miriam.
No, that's okay.
It's just so exciting. You're right, mm-hmm. and I want to help coach people. And I was thinking the other day that I may want to become a nurse. No way. This is the answer. The mm-hmm. answer is getting back to nature and getting away from processed foods and medication.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there's
yes,
if,
and
if
I
people
think
just ate if they had organic foods and ate more healthier and put some type of workout into place, so much of the bad stuff would go away by itself.
But yeah,
yes, and exercise and water too. Yes.
The thing is that the herbs that are being taken, there's one that is a purifier. So it is purifying the blood. It is pulling all of that sugar out of that body for that diabetic to have healthy sugar levels to live an optimal life, to not be up and down on their blood sugars and having all of these other side effects.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I still test my blood, by the way, because I try to keep, you know, on top of things, because no one's perfect. And Miriam always coaches 80-20 to stay on, you know, stay eating well and clean most of the time, and you'll do great. But mm-hmm. I do still test, and everything's so, my sugars are good. I'm just so excited. So
oh, good.
Anyone who has diabetes out there, give Miriam a call. We can help. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. And you don't have to stop eating the food you love.
That's right.
You don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Appreciate it. And again, if y'all want to get a hold of Miriam, she could always be reached at 210-845-6945. You could also go to our website and at spatinisa.com, and that's spatinisa.com. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's really hard to remember. I'm still wanting to get to your mom, but we have to take another break. But when we get back, we will definitely talk about the outcome of what her doctor said to her mom going through this process. This is Lenore Kaiser, and you're listening to KaiserHealthTalk.com.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Great stuff. I'm all like, when it came on.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418 or www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Anything that has to do with corporate wellness for your employees, that's what they take care of. And we are talking to Miriam Figueroa with, she basically is a detox queen here in San Antonio, and you can reach her at 210-845-6945. And today's topic has been about diabetes and basically taking the holistic approach to a better health and better body as far as those that are diabetic. And I do want to get back to the story that we kind of went sidetrack on with your mom. When she mm-hmm. went back to the doctor after being on this program, what did the doctor see? What did he say? What was his outcome?
Well, she was seen by, her doctor. They do all of the readings and all, and we sat there, and she, when you're a diabetic, of course, we see lots of doctors, right? So there was, I'm going to tell you a few of what, each of the doctors said. The first doctor, the practitioner, the nurse practitioner at the diabetes clinic said, "Your blood work looks beautiful," to my mother. Those were her exact words. And she said, "Is she still on your program?" I said, "She's just maintaining now." And she said, "You should be proud of what your daughter has done for you." And my mother said, "I don't have any pain. I feel wonderful." I mean, she just went on and on. And that's when we started to come off of her insulin, come to lower amounts. And then eventually it even became, lower and lower. And now she only takes her insulin only if she really needs it, because now she knows exactly, what to do and how to take care of it and stuff like that. And the foods that she's eating, it's not, you are eating a lot of foods. You are eating a lot of foods. You just are learning differently. And that's one of the things that we're not so much taught. And the other thing is the body has to be detoxified. It doesn't matter. People can still try and eat this way and that way and try their blood sugars. But if the numbers are still not right, that blood has to be detoxified to get rid of the candida. Can be in a blood reading. Okay, it's inside our blood. It's that buildup, and that's what starts to break the body down. Now we also went to her her general doctor, and he looked at both of us with what happened to you guys, and it's like, we've been doing the program and or maintaining, and he was in awe. He was in awe, because to have somebody go to that transformation in 45 days when you are suffering for years and years of going in and out of the hospital and getting on this medication, I mean, it's priceless.
Yeah, and I've saw the before and afters of her mom, and as far as pictures, it's a night and day difference. She basically looks extremely mm-hmm. started up, looking really bloated, mm-hmm. and just like retaining a lot of fluids, waters, and so forth. And the after picture, of course, 45 days later, she looks healthy.
The healthy glow, the skin, all of it, everything improves.
So, can you explain the average 30-day program for a diabetic?
Average 30-day program, basically, they're having all the herbs and supplements that are rebuilding their immune system naturally, and they are eating foods, all day long, 3 meals and 2 snacks. And then, like day 9, 10, and 11, of, let's say, a 30-day program, we are giving the body a rest, but it still is liquid nutrients for the body. Okay. It's keeping the blood sugars up. People are, oh, what do you mean I have to do a fast? What about my blood sugars? No, the mixture that, especially the maple syrup part of it, that is keeping her blood sugars up. It's keeping all of our blood sugars up and normal. Honey makes you fluctuate. Agave makes it fluctuate. The maple syrup does not. And those 3 days are important to continue to clean the lymphatic system. 95% of degenerative disease, again, is in the toxic colon, and we have to give everything a rest during those days. My mother is 77 years old. She has done that liquid part at least 4 times in the 2 years. Because she knows, okay, and she'll tell me, you know, when are we going to do the detox? I mean, she's ready for that part because she knows that maybe she's added too much sugar or stuff to her body, and she wants to feel that great sensation again.
So is a detoxification liquid safe for diabetics in their sugar levels?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, you know, you want to make sure that they're checking their blood sugars during that time. And then if they do have an issue, you know, that's the whole thing. I'm part of the program. I'm the coach. I'm talking them through it. They're texting me, calling me. You know, a lot of these programs are not necessarily programs, but per se diets that people go on, there's nobody helping them. There's nobody showing them which herbs and supplements are helping their body rebuild. And the herbs and supplements are so clean that they are working so well. So synergistically, all of it together is bringing, you know, optimal health to the body.
And you know, and I'm going to talk just from a non-diabetic person. I mean, this is a program that, I mean, I've only went in. I've gone through the first part of it, and then we had to put a little bit of hold to it, but that's okay. It's going to get back on the program after my competition. But I like the fact that you take the time. I spent at least an hour with you going through all the paperwork, and you went through the whole concept of every single aspect of it, what to expect and so forth. I like the fact that you gave, and now that I'm able to see what is considered bad and what's considered good. Even though I knew a lot of that stuff, when you get refreshed on it, it's nice to see it on paper. I like the fact that you are more than willing to go shopping with me and Jay to show us what should be picked, what should not be picked, and
ingredient reading
and so forth. Yeah. And that's huge because a lot of people that go to a grocery store just either buy what's on sale or what's at eye level. They don't really look at what's in the ingredients, and if you can't spell it, read it, you shouldn't be eating it.
That's right. But people will be surprised if they look in their cabinets right now and they pick up doesn't matter, soup, you know, even if something says organic on it, it's going to say yeast extract. It's going to have about 3 or 4 other ingredients that the body should not be having. So it's a whole new eye opener.
Well, I definitely, we're probably not going to be done with this. We're going to have to come back to this again, and definitely we'll be coming back to this in November, especially around Thanksgiving time when all of us pig out. and it'll be right around the time that my competition will be over, and so we'll be able to, I'll be able to speak hands-on about this. But before I leave, if y'all want to get a hold of Miriam, she could be reached at 210-845-6945. You could go to our website, which is at spatinisa.com, and that's spatinisa.com. And thank you for listening. This is Lenore Kaiser, and you've been listening to Kaiser Health Talk.